The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. There was a wedding at Cana in Galilee. The mother of Jesus was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited. When they ran out of wine, since the wine provided for the wedding was all finished, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." Jesus said, "Woman, why turn to me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." There were 6 stone water jars standing there, meant for the ablutions that are customary among the Jews. Each could hold 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water," and they filled them to the brim. "Draw some out now," he told them, "and take it to the steward." They did this. The steward tested the water, and it had turned into wine. Having no idea where it came from, only the servants who had drawn the water knew, the steward called the bridegroom and said, "People generally serve the best wine first and keep the cheaper sort till the guests have had plenty to drink. But you have kept the best wine till now." This was the first of the signs given by Jesus. It was given at Cana in Galilee. He let his glory be seen, and his disciples believed in him. The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we celebrate the 3rd Epiphany of the Lord. With this beautiful account of St. John's Gospel, the wedding at Cana in Galilee. It is considered the 3rd Epiphany because it is the 3rd manifestation of Jesus' divinity to the people. Now, the first you remember is the manifestation to the Magi. Jesus revealed himself as the Son of God. The second, the one we celebrated last Sunday, the baptism of the Lord. Jesus revealed his divinity in the River Jordan. And the third, today, at Cana, when Jesus revealed his glory and his disciples believed in him. In order to understand this beautiful account, this miracle, we have to go step by step to see what is happening during this miraculous wedding at Cana. The people had run out of wine, and Our Lady was there with Jesus and his disciples, and she realized it. And the first thing is to go to Jesus and ask him to make a miracle in order to have wine for all the guests invited. This is the first level of the account. Our Lady asking for a miracle in order to please all the people who came to this banquet. Jesus' reaction to Our Lady's request might be a little bit surprising. Jesus is saying, "Woman, why turn to me?" And then the second part of the answer, "My hour has not come yet." The very first bit, "woman," more precisely we should say, "woman, what is between me and you?" Some interpreters have seen this answer of Jesus as a way to undermine Our Lady's role as mother of Jesus. Jesus is not trying to undermine his mother's important role and ministry in this moment and in his life. Jesus is saying, "Woman, what is between me and you?" But the very meaning of this first bit is understood by considering the second part. "My hour has not come yet. What is this hour about?" Of course, it is the hour of Jesus' revelation to the people as the Son of God. To make a miracle would have meant to be seen as the Son of God, the God who can work out miracles, transforming water into wine. And this hour was not come yet. But Our Lady is not discouraged after this answer, because she understands the deep meaning of this answer. And the meaning, the deeper meaning, is considered in the second level of this account. Our Lady immediately says to the servants, without being discouraged at all, "Do whatever he tells you." Looks like Our Lady already knows that Jesus is going to make a miracle. But she knows as well that the Son's answer has a deeper meaning to be considered. So the servants obeys Our Lady's command, and through Our Lady, they obey Jesus directly, filling up the jars to the brim. And the water was turned into wine. The miracle took place. But we have to consider the second level of this beautiful account, which is deeper than the first. The first is the miracle transforming a natural happening, something transforming the water into wine. Of course, it is a supernatural intervention of God, but the matter is something still natural, the wine served to the guests. But if we go a little bit deeper, we delve down, we understand something else. The hour is the key concept in this account. My hour has not come yet. When the hour then comes properly? The hour in St. John's Gospel is a very key concept. The hour comes finally when Jesus is revealed to all mankind as the Son. And this hour takes place when Jesus is raised up on the cross to be crucified. "When I will be raised up, all people will see me, can look at me," Jesus said. So the hour of Jesus is the hour of his glorification. But in St. John's Gospel, glorification is the same thing as the passion and death, because the Son is glorified in his passion and death. While crucified, he is lifted up. So he is seen as the King, not only of the Jews, but the King of all men and women. My hour, the hour of my passion, my dear mother, has not come yet. Why do you ask me for this miracle? So, in view of this hour, the miracle takes another meaning as well, a deeper meaning. Our Lady is asking, of course, to give those people some wine, but she's asking for something else. She's asking for the wine of eternal life, the blood of Christ, the blood given when Jesus is crucified and scourged in his passion and death. "Mother, my hour has not come yet. This is not the moment to suffer grievously and to shed my blood. But do whatever he tells you." The hour is the crucifixion. The wine is the blood of Christ. the blood which is the wine of eternal life, the wine that gives us life eternal. And this wine is given during the Last Supper as the institution of the Holy Eucharist, but that wine is given miraculously when Jesus dies for us on the cross. This is the moment when the hour is accomplished, the wine, the water and wine are given from the side of Christ, the pierced side of the Lord. It came out immediately when Jesus was pierced, water and blood. So this wine is, according to this deeper meaning, an Eucharistic wine, the blood of the Lord, that we transform in the holy sacrifice of the Mass, which is the same as the sacrifice of the cross, the one holy sacrifice accomplished by the Lord for the salvation of mankind. This is the reason why Jesus seems a little bit perturbed in answering to his mom, in listening this very particular request. They have no more wine. My son, they have no faith. They have no salvation. They need your wine. They need your blood. They need to be eternally rescued from sin, from death. Woman, what is between me and you? You are my mother, and then I obey you. And Jesus does the miracle. Jesus gives up his life in order to satisfy his mother's request. And through Our Lady, through her gentle motherly request, we have been rescued, saved, and we have been given the wine of eternal life. So Cana is a great sign, the sign of Jesus' glorification, Jesus' revelation, and the anticipation of Calvary. Cana and Calvary are intimately linked because of the hour of the Lord, because of his the accomplishment of his mystery, the very central mystery in Jesus' life, his passion and death. So in this Epiphany of the Lord, we thank Jesus through his mother, always through Mary, obeying her motherly request, do whatever he tells you. And Jesus is going to tell us today to fill up our jars, to fill up our lives with his grace, the grace which is the fruit of this great miracle, the fruit of his passion and death. From his blood, from his wine, we have been saved, we have been given grace. We obey Our Lady's request, and we fill up our jars, our lives, with Jesus' grace. Thank you, Our Lady, for interceding for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.